Hello?
Hey, this is George. I'm calling from Local Slash. Am I speaking with Jeff?
Yep.
Hey, Jeff. So we're just giving you a call very quickly. Just to have a quick little conversation about your account and results. About maybe 5-10 minutes. Do you have the time?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Jeff?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, so Jeff, just give me a call quickly regarding the messages you sent in, just to have a conversation on your account, maybe like 5-10 minutes. Do you have the time now?
Yeah, sure.
All right, great. So we're just giving you a call to help you improve results, of course, to see that you started slightly over a month ago with us.
I started like last October or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. You've been with us 5 months, 5-6 months. Right, so... Jeff, so we're giving you a call. We've checked your Google profile to check on, to just make sure it's active and visible to clients, which it is. The only thing is that currently, as we speak, there are no reviews on your profile. Now, there's a very common practice that most of us, if not everyone, has. You know, whenever we look for a product or a business or we're looking to buy something, a very common practice that a lot of people have is that they look at reviews. And reviews give them an idea whether the product that they're going to buy or not is reliable, if it has any complaints. Same thing goes for a business. You know, they want to make sure the business they're calling has the experience, or if they have any complaints from previous clients, things like that, right? So currently, your profile has no reviews. And so whenever a new client is looking for anything that's related to your business online, on Google specifically, and they don't see a review on your file, you know, they might maybe go ahead and opt for the business that does have reviews. Keep in mind that there's a lot of businesses out there that you're competing with. So they, you know, if they see another business that has a lot of reviews, then they might feel a little bit more comfortable calling them. Now, a really good thing for you to, of course, start doing is gather as many reviews as you possibly can. That way, whenever a new potential client runs into your profile, they see that you are experienced, that you've already had work done. And if they leave a positive comment, even better. That way they feel much more comfortable giving you a call as opposed to calling the competitor a call. So we've sent a link quite some time ago. This is something that we call a tiny URL. This is a small link for you to share around, and whenever someone clicks on it, it will take them directly to the page, to your page, to your Google page, and directly to the section where they leave your review, to make it much simpler and easier for them as well. I'll send that link to you again, and, you know, that's for you to share to as many people as you possibly can to try to get more reviews as you possibly can for you to attract future clients, of course. So that's as far as Google, the part of Google. You also have Facebook ads. Now, we do want to ask if you have any pictures that you want to share over with us, recent work that you want to show out to the public that we can share for us to also, you know, market that and push a little bit more ads to give you results through there. That would be great and very well appreciated. You can send that through either the app, or you can email those pictures in, whatever you find easier is best.
Yeah, I sent you guys like 100 pictures already or something. Like, so I think I got enough pictures for you to use.
Okay, well, if you already sent all those, then I'll report this over immediately so we can go into, of course, the exchange of pictures and market all that. I'm assuming this was way back then, right?
Yeah. But went through, like, 2 years' worth of, like, landscaping photos and just gave them all to you, you know? So, like, I don't know. But
if you send that many, then that's enough. Yeah, you don't have to send them more. I'll report that over so we can just go through that. Those pictures, choose the best ones we see, and just start marketing those on the Facebook page. All right, and well, basically we'll work on that. Also, again, I'm going to send you that link for you to try to push for as many reviews as you possibly can, and we'll work with Google, of course. As soon as we start seeing those reviews, we will contact Google so we can rank you higher and for you to have more and a bigger visibility for clients, and of course, for people to see more of your business much more often.
Okay.
Jeff, that's basically all the information I wanted to share with you today. Do you by any chance have any questions for me?
Well, I just have I want to discuss something. So like, I signed up with you guys, like you had the whole winter to, you know, I'm verified, you had, you know, like time to SEO or whatever. Like, I like what you did on the website. I like working with you. Like, you guys seem really responsive with, like, the chat and, like, calling and everything. So, like, I'm happy with that. But, like, I mean, the purpose of what I'm doing this for is for leads. And, I mean, I've gotten maybe, one job, one good job, and like a couple quotes from like what I've gotten this whole time in 5 months or however long I've had it. So what I'm concerned about is I'm not getting any leads, and I can't, you know, sit here, you know, still. So like I got to be working. So I'm going to be going to Angie's, you know, like today or tomorrow, and signing up again. And I mean, I'll give you guys like a chance to produce leads, but like, I mean, if there's no leads, I mean, I don't know what, you know, what the purpose of me, you know, paying $250 a month to Local Splash is, you know what I mean?
Oh, I get it. Yeah. And I'm glad that you bring this up. So to clarify that also. So what we do as Local Splash is a marketing company. We're a digital marketing company. We basically advertise your business out to the public for them to know what you do and what you have to offer as a business. Yep. So we do that through Google. We do that through ads and Facebook. There's the other services that we offer, of course, but currently those are the two that you're subscribed to. So we do that through both of these ways. Now, our job is, of course, again, to market and make your business known to people around the area in a reasonable distance, of course. However, at the end of the day, it's people who decide whether they give your business a call or the competitor a call. That's completely out of our control. And what we do is basically we do all the SEO you mentioned. We do your website. We make sure that your business is out there and visible for the public. But that's part right there, the most important part, which is getting clients to call you is completely out of our control, unfortunately. You know, we can't make someone give you a call. All we can do is as far as, you know, putting your business out there, showing them what you do.
Yeah, but neither does I understand that, but, like, neither does Angie's. But they get me plenty of jobs, you know.
Oh, no, yeah, of course. That's what I'm trying to get to. So currently with Google, due to the fact that you have no reviews currently, whenever someone Googles anything that's related to your business, of course, Google gives a priority to those businesses who are very well recommended and very well reviewed. So a lot of people just simply, they don't like to dig deep into the Google pages, right? They don't go to page 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
They just Google something, they get the results, they pretty much just look at the top three and go for those. It's basically how it works. So our job as SEOs, we want you to go up to that rank where as soon as someone Googles something, your business is the first one that pops up in those results. That right there works organically, and that's what we work with Google for you to reach that those spots in Google, the top three. But to get there and for us to appeal a case to them and for it to be reasonable for Google to do that is that you at least have to be very well reviewed by people, right? So we can't just tell Google, hey, you know, we want this business there. We got to give them a valid reason why we want you there. Now, as soon as you do start getting reviews, that's exactly where we're going to appeal to Google so we can get you that rank. And then once you're in that rank, you'll definitely start seeing those calls flowing in. Just again, simply based off of the fact that since you're not really that visible, then you're not really getting any clients as of the moment.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I sent you that email and that link for you to, again, start sharing that as with as many people as you possibly can. Once we see those reviews coming in, we'll appeal this to Google so we can rank you higher and have for you to have more visibility. And as a consequence, you start getting more clients.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty. Well, Jeff, for me, that's it. Do you have any other questions you want to clarify?
I think that's it. Thank you.
For sure. You have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.